This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. Hundreds are expected to attend funeral services this morning for fallen Chicago police officer Luis Huesca. Huesca was 2 days shy of his 31st birthday when he was shot outside his home a week ago Sunday. Police are still searching for the gunman. But Pastor Matt Foley says today is about remembering the life of Huesca.
We remember him in prayer, and we hope that it leads us to action. You know, it's not just good enough to sit in a church pew and pray and wipe away the tears. It also has to move us to action to create a world that's better for our children tomorrow than we experience for ourselves today.
Born in Chicago, Huesca graduated from suburban Plainfield East High School. He later moved to Pilsen and earned a degree from UIC. The American Lung Association State of the Air report lists Chicago among the top 25 most air-polluted cities in the nation. It has the 17th worst ozone air pollution and the 22nd worst year-round particle pollution. Director of Advocacy Christina Hamilton says these types of pollution could lead to respiratory issues.
Particulate matter can get lodged deep into the body and even into the bloodstream and cause various health concerns, including shortness of breath. And we say that ozone is kind of like having sunburn of the lungs.
Hamilton says causes of ozone and particle pollution are transportation and factory debris. She says one way for Illinois to reduce the problem would be increasing vehicle emission standards. A study surveying 765 black and white women found that poor heart health leads to cognitive decline among black women. Study lead author M.K. Jansen works at Rush University.
So I think we conduct a clinical trial to see whether improvement in heart health leads to slower or delayed cognitive decline. If that is true, it might alleviate some of the disparities we see between black and white people.
Jansen says the cognitive decline was most profound among smokers and women with high blood pressure. She says improving heart health could lead to less cognitive decline over time. The U.S. Poet Laureate visited the Harold Washington Library downtown this weekend to headline the Chicago Public Library's 25th annual Poetry Fest. Ada Limon read a poem she wrote during the pandemic called The End of Poetry.
High water, enough sorrow, enough of the air and its ease. I am asking you to touch me.
Yes!
Thank you.
Limon also spoke about her latest work, You Are Here, an anthology she edited, which she says is about
the dailiness of nature, which is us in nature, which is us being nature.
She said she hopes the anthology helps people connect to the natural world. Something else you should know today. New data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention put Illinois' overall level of respiratory illness at minimal, the lowest designation. Every county in Illinois is also seeing a low rate of COVID-19 hospitalizations. However, the state's public health director, Samir Vora, is reminding residents that COVID does not follow the same seasonal trends as flu and RSV, and that older and immunocompromised people are eligible for another dose of the updated vaccine. Today's weather, it should be cloudy with some rain in the afternoon. Temperatures will peak in the low 70s. And tomorrow, we're expecting mostly sunny skies with the high reaching 70 degrees. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigade. Thanks for listening.